Several years ago, when our camping program was still very young, an extremely talented young man, Chris Etheridge, attended one of our camps for blind children in Florida. He enjoyed the first year's event so much that he determined he would attend the same camp the following year. Although blind, it wasn't long before he was actively involved in the entire program at Kalakaua, where he made his commitment to Christ. He entertained the children and became one of the camp counselors in the years that followed. After attending Southern Missionary College in Tennessee, Chris took a job as a radio dispatcher in Florida. After hearing the short program that Chris put on recently in North Carolina, I think you'll agree that he is indeed a very talented individual. The sounds that he makes are all done with his mouth, throat, hands, and microphone. The program was recorded outdoors, so you'll hear the echo sound when he sings. Here then is Chris Etheridge.
He can turn the tide and calm the angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through the long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Save a sinner, call, and always find him there. Though it makes him sad to see the
personal meaning for me, and simply entitled He, and was probably one of the first solos that I did in my Christian experience, or singing, doing some evangelistic work on weekends, and to me has a lot of meaning spiritually for, well, I just think it's a beautiful song. During the 7 or 8 years that I've been working at Camp Kalakaua, I've had the opportunity to entertain and assist with the program in many different ways, one of which is through sound effects and imitations of different animals and various and sundry things. But let me do just a few of those for you and give you somewhat of an idea of what the kids have looked forward to or have had to put up with over the past few years. Here's a sound of... I usually start off the repertoire with crickets at night. And also the sound of backyard birds. Thank you. him. It's that proverbial wolf bird. Somehow he always gets in on the act. Oh, well, anyway. Here's the sound of a 1951 Ford tractor. This song this sound effect has an interesting story behind it. At a Rotary Club performance one time, I did this particular sound effect, and I didn't realize, but it was a convention of Ford salesmen who had also been invited to the meeting, and I said, here's a 1951 Ford tractor, and they stood up in the back of the room of protest. But anyway, here's the sound of a 1951 all-purpose general tractor. Now here's the sound of an IBM computer. Boing. And here's the sound of a bobcat. Here's the sound of a dog barking from a considerable distance. And here's the sound of a chihuahua. And, or, if you will, a German shepherd do... Add this for some contrast. And, I guess in keeping with all the dogs we've now accumulated, let's have a dog fight. And, here's the sound of a bumblebee lining on Limburger cheese. Here's the sound of a mosquito. And the sound of a group of people playing ping pong. Now here's the sound of a cyclonic disturbance at Nosoka Pines Ranch. In other words, a storm.
Okay, Chris, I'll take you to the airport in Charlotte this afternoon. I'd like to hear your jet take off.
All right.
Well, that signs 30 to another issue of the Christian Record Talking magazine. We hope that the material presented in this issue has indeed been both interesting and informative. We look forward to sharing another special keepsake music album of Songs of Faith, Book 11, with you in October. Until then, God be with you.